This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, so this MLB thing just keeps getting worse and worse, Kevin, for Major League Baseball. And Mike, I know that you're ashamed of your sport right now.
You can tell every day they keep thinking it's about to get better, and then it doesn't.
Because then Rob Manfred comes out and says, hey, sorry about this piece of metal that y'all think is so important. And then he's like, sorry that I called it a piece of metal, everybody.
Yeah. And more people keep showing up to spring training.
Like as in reporters or players?
Both.
Because pitchers and catchers reported already. Right. I don't know if you remember that or not, but Kevin, that was a big deal to Kevin.
Big day.
And we'll get into it at Nuggets, too, is... But Aaron Judge is now showing up to spring training. Yep. And Bryce Harper showing up to spring training. We just heard yesterday from Mike Trout, who showed up to spring training.
So when they show up, you have to hear what the icons of the game say.
Yeah, it's like, one of the first questions they're asked is, what do you think of the Houston Astros situation? And they're not saying no comment.
Are they? And here's my big thing is, A, should somebody have told them not to say no comment? B.
Who is that somebody?
Somebody.
Who?
PR department.
Which
like PR? Shouldn't there be a
and that's, Major League Baseball?
Yeah, these guys obviously it seems like their PR departments for each team have not done anything.
So the
the PR is, hey, let's keep the controversy going.
If I'm the PR department for the team and they tell me not to say anything, I'm going to tell them to kiss my ass.
Whoa!
I'm sorry. If somebody from the Rangers tells me that. Oh, I don't want you to say anything about the team in your division that systematically cheated the game and probably screwed your season along the way. Not to say anything, I'm gonna be like, ha ha, nope. I'm gonna say what I want to say. And same thing for Major League Baseball.
Especially if you already have your contract, right?
Well, hell yeah. I mean, if I'm fighting for a roster spot, then you're damn right I'll fall in line. But if otherwise, and it's the same thing for Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball tells Mike Trout not to say anything, or else they're gonna do what? You tell Kershaw, Judge, Verlander. Well, they might have some dirt on Verlander, who magically just got better when he got older. But you tell all of these other players not to say anything, I'd be like, or else you're going to do what?
It'd be funny if they actually, punish the players for saying something about the cheating and not punishing the
actual
the people
cheating
that
itself.
Yeah.
That would be weird, but yeah. I feel like the
you're
NFL
suspended
does
two
stuff
games
like
for
that.
Talking about it.
Yeah, but doing it.
Oh, you hit the cheaters that cheated that didn't fine. Get suspended. You were suspended.
Well, with all the other players that are showing up and starting to voice their opinions, we heard Justin Turner. We heard Nick Markakis got the biggest one because he said everybody should get beat up over there. LeBron James tweeted out, "Listen, I know I don't play baseball." But I am in sports.
That's my favorite line of the day.
I like sports. You like sports. Yep. And I know if someone cheated me out of winning the title and I found out about it, I would be F and then some other words. All right. Irate. I mean, like uncontrollable about what I would / could do, like going to L.A. and leaving J.R. Smith behind. Listen here, baseball commissioner. Oh. Listen to your players speaking today. About how disgusted, mad, hurt, broken, et cetera, about this. Literally, the ball, and the little baseball emoji, is in your court, or should I say field. And you need to fix this for the sake of sports. # just my thoughts coming from a sports junkie regardless of my own sports play.
The first thing when I saw that and read it is, and he's right. What he's saying is right, but I also thought, hey, you know your best friend that you joined up with? He didn't do it, but David Stern made sure that there were certain refs calling certain games in the 2006 NBA Finals to fix the NBA Finals. So it did happen in your sport.
Yeah.
There and was cheating. It wasn't by the players.
But we just ignore that.
Yeah, we just ignore it because it's in Tracy McGrady. Multiple players that were playing in that era were like, oh yeah, the Mavericks were cheated out of that championship. So it did happen in the NBA, but it wasn't player driven. It was commissioner driven and then referee driven because he made sure the people that hated Mark Cuban, and unfortunately Mark Cuban ran his mouth too much around that time. And it happened. It happened in your sport, LeBron. It just didn't happen this way where the players were able to cheat and get away with it. It was the commissioner / referees that were able to cheat a championship out of the Dallas Mavericks.
I think people are being too hard on Rob Manfred here from the 214. Manfred has to go. I mean, did you not hear his heartwarming apology to an inanimate object yesterday? Let's play cut number 15 right here. This is from the heart.
I referred to the World Series trophy in a disrespectful way. And I want to apologize for that. There's no excuse for it. I made a mistake. I was trying to make a point, but I should have made it in a more effective way. And again, I want to apologize for it. I will say this. You know, I've awarded 5 World Series trophies. There is no greater pleasure in this job than awarding that trophy. I understand what it means. And again, it was a mistake to say what I said.
He's apologizing to the trophy.
Well, I think he's apologizing to Turner.
I know.
Who and did to a the great players. Job of calling out the piece of metal. Who cares?
I just like that he goes, I was wrong for calling it a piece of metal. Because it just feels like he's apologizing to the inanimate object with the bigger picture being apologizing to all the players by essentially kicking them in the junk while they're already mad.
Now, Tony Clark said written proposals have been exchanged and we have made it clear to MLB that no issue is off the table, including player discipline, signaling open-mindedness here. Here's what Rob Manfred said, though.
The garbage can signaling went on in the postseason. I mean, there was conflicting evidence on that point, but, you know, in an investigation, you often have conflicting evidence, and it was my view that the more credible evidence was that they continued to use the scheme in the postseason.
Can you tell us what that evidence was?
Yeah, it was statements from players.
All right. And so we know that, right? Yep. They got the statements from players, and I'll get to why they got those in a minute. But here's the part that the MLB PA said. The applicable rules did not allow for player discipline because even if they did, players were never notified of the rules to begin with. And because in the past cases involving electronic sign stealing, MLB had stated that club personnel were responsible for ensuring compliance with the rules. Therefore, Luhnow and the manager getting fired is what should have happened based on what the rules were. Well, the MLB went to the Players Association and was like, hey, here's what's about to happen. And they were like, you can't do anything to the players. Because the MLB PA was like, we're backing up the players because that's their job. Their union is to protect the players. And then they said our early efforts, this is what Manfred said, our early efforts were not particularly successful in terms of making progress with the investigation. My office then contacted MLBPA to request player cooperation. We wanted players to submit to interviews. The MLBPA asked if we had a disciplinary intention. I think the response was that we could not rule that out. The union indicated to us that it would be a problem. We went back to suggest to them that we would give an initial list of players that we grant immunity to, preserving our ability to discipline other players.
And by the way, the MLBPA said bull crap. They said this is absolutely untrue that we demanded immunity for their players. So it's like, I just want someone to sit down with Rob Manfred and be like, all right, check it. It's done. You screwed it all up and you're not going to change that. You need to stop talking. Because remember, he was like, oh, you know, there'll be apologies and punishments. And then the punishment came out, and he was like, what a brutal punishment. And everyone's like, nope. And then he came out, and he was like, well, I wouldn't strip them of the title. It's a piece of metal. And Justin Turner was like, nope. So he had to apologize. And now he's like, well, look, it's not my fault that I couldn't punish the players. It's the MLBPA. And now they're like, nope. Not true either. Like, every single thing he says, people are there to say, wrong.
I don't think that the players, association, or the owners thought that it would turn into what it is.
Nope.
I think that because...
How could you not, though?
Well, because I was wrong. I'm going to admit, I was wrong. The punishment came down on our show when I was on G-Bag Nation, and I thought, boy, that's a tough penalty. That's a pretty solid job. I was wrong. I admitted 24 hours later I was wrong, but when we were receiving the information, it was right when you guys went off the air, right? I mean, the whole thing came down around 2 p.m., the punishment, and then we find out around 3 p.m. that A.J. Hinch and Luhnow have been fired from general manager and manager jobs, and I thought, wow, this is quite a bit. Like, they did it. They did a good job here. And then after – going back home and reading a little bit more, and then also seeing the reactions on social media, I was like, you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to come back and say I was wrong. And I'm admitting again, I was wrong. I thought the punishment was good at the time. I was wrong.
And we kicked it around when we did crosstalks and stuff. And I told you I thought their punishment was going to be weak and what I was looking for. And then we found out, like, in the Constitution, the MLB Constitution, they couldn't do certain things. I thought it was weak from the jump. But, I mean, like,
I think, though, Kevin, that they weren't concerned about you. They weren't concerned about the fan.
Sure.
That's a major problem with Major League Baseball. They are not concerned with the fan much at all recently.
Yeah. I don't think they were concerned about the people that are spending the money. I think they were more concerned with if everybody just keeps their mouth shut and keeps moving forward, it'll go away. Well, what's happened now is the rest of the players around the league didn't like it. So the rest of the players around the league were like, we didn't voice that because we got screwed out of money on this. We got screwed out of opportunities. I got screwed out of potentially being a Hall of Famer because that guy struck me out in a World Series, or because I didn't strike him out in a World Series. So I don't think that they saw that. I think they just thought that everybody's going to keep their mouth shut because we found out that at least three teams are linked to this. And there's got to be more.
Yeah.
And maybe there were a couple more that were like, yeah.
Well, Friday we get the Red Sox report.
So that I think that that's what they didn't consider. They were like, well, if everybody's cheating, then nobody's going to voice their opinion on this, and we'll all just move forward from it. And that's where I think that they missed it completely. The fans are now rising with their opinions on it, too.
Let me throw this idea out to you guys. I want to know your thoughts on this. This is very tough to elect a commissioner that's not elected by the owners. If you don't know, the commissioner's not really – he is the commissioner. All he is for all sports now is it's the owners who say, you're going to represent us as the commissioner.
That's what Goodell does.
Right. It's what Goodell does. It's what Adam Silver is. They are.
I think Adam Silver works for the players more than he works for the
owners. I think that they have
owners.
A better relationship with the players, but ultimately, if they ever have to do a collective bargaining agreement, he represents the owners. He doesn't represent the players at all in the negotiations. What if we did this? Because it's tough to have the whole public vote on who the commissioner should be. But we have it somewhat like a presidential election, but the only people who get to vote are full-time season ticket holders of MLB baseball. If you are a full-time season ticket holder, not a 10-game or 20-game package, you have to have a full season ticket to vote. Now, I don't know what you do when a person owns four season tickets.
This is America.
Four votes. But if you own season tickets for a whole season, we care about you. There's going to be three people that run. It could be Kevin Hagelin wants to run for commissioner of baseball.
Got my vote.
But we're going to have debates. We're going to see debates on MLB Network. We know what you stand for. We know what you think is right with baseball and you want to promote. We want to know what is wrong with baseball and how you're going to change it. You don't represent the owners at all. You don't represent the players at all. You represent us, the fans. And the only way that I can say you get a vote in this is I'd love to have a vote, but I shouldn't get a vote. I'm a former player. Guess what? Whoever says the most about what's going to be pro player, I'm probably going to vote for. I'm going to be biased in my vote. But I think a full-time season ticket holder should be able to have a vote on who the commissioner of baseball is, and you get 4 years, and then you get to try to do it for one more term, just like president. You get 8 years to be the commissioner max, and that is it.
And I don't think it's a bad idea to have someone right who's a commissioner shamelessly pander to the fans. I don't think that's a bad idea at all.
I was just so caught up in the speech. It was good. I like that because I think that you need a third party to make, because this is a situation where it's not fair for the person that's the people that are involved. So there needs to be a third party that can come down with this. Now the problem is because the commissioner was originally hired to do those things,
right?
But because of where the money lies, that's why he has to represent the owners more often. So that position has to be paid well enough that lobbying doesn't take place. Kevin, we watched how much money gets lobbied to our government from our sports.
Right.
The NBA lobbies zero money, by the way. That's weird. But that position can't get swayed by money. They have to be committed to what's best for the sport. And that's what Tony Clark said at the end of that, is we're at a position right now where we got to move forward, because what we do in the next several weeks is going to determine what the next several decades of our sport is going to be.
And I think this, and we had this conversation off air with Kevin, because I said, look, I know Autoflex Leasing Fantech, some people say, look, baseball's a dying sport, it's failing. That's been going on for decades upon decades of that conversation. And maybe you're kind of right, but in a weird way, it makes $11 billion last year. It made more than the NBA made as a sport. And the NBA's catching up. The NBA's growing faster than Major League Baseball is growing. But can you imagine a sport that is making $11 billion a year now that isn't even run well? What could Major League Baseball be? Because we care about it. The United States cares about it. And Latin America, look, let's just be honest here. Latin America doesn't have much money. It's a Dominican Republic's poor. Venezuela is poor. You know, a lot of Latin America that loves baseball as its number one sport, way more than basketball and football, and maybe soccer is rival to it, and maybe even a little bit more. But they love baseball. Asia loves baseball. So we need to figure out a way. This sport is somewhat financially successful with it. It's not even run well and it's financially successful. What if it was run well?
By the way, it is being reported by, it looks like NBC News and a lot of other outlets, that Ryan Newman is fully alert and walking around Halifax Medical Center right now. So,
Very awesome. Nice. Suck on that, Twitter trolls.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.